Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
5. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. And thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio, where you're going to get truth. That's right. We got a great show. For the first part of the show, we are going to be talking about vaccines and the hospital buyouts. I don't know if you've heard about that, but that's on the agenda. And for the second part of the show, we're going to be chatting it up with Dr. Rebecca Carley. She's going to be back. It's the third Tuesday, so it's her night to be with us to empower us. Of course, if you would like to check out her website, her banner's on our links page at thepowerherbs.com. Just go over to the links and just click on her banner to get over to her website. And of course, Dr. Carley does write for the American Survival Newsletter that went out today. It goes out on Tuesday, so if you haven't signed up for that free online newsletter, please do. Go to thepowerherbs.com website and click on newsletters, and you can sign up and get some free empowering information right there in the newsletter. of course, lots of things going on, and you want to keep abreast of what's really going on, right? So check out the newsletters on the powerherbs.com website. Well, we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that good stuff, big salute and semper fi to our military, praying for our righteous men and women in uniform always. God's hand of protection be on them. And we're praying for all of those that had the Marines had a little mishap at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and so we're praying for them and their families. That's terrible news, but we're going to lift them all up in prayer that God bless and protect and comfort them. And while you're hitting the knees, pray for all of America. America needs righteous leadership. That's what we're praying for, from the White House all the way down to the county clerk. That's what we need. And mind the time, because the time grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. First up in the quacker, get this, federal government, we're probably going to talk about this with Dr. Carly here in a little bit. Federal government has purchased 2 million doses of the smallpox drug. They say it's in preparation of a bioterrorism attack. The smallpox, though, was supposedly eradicated back in the 80s. The only known remaining virus was supposed to be locked up tighter than a drum in a government-owned laboratory. Mm-hmm. But Big Brother has contracted with Asiga Technologies, it's a small vaccine and antiviral drug company, to produce 2 million doses of an antiviral drug known as Avestor. And it's supposed to be administered after you get a viral infection. Now, the $463 million order, probably taxpayer money, it was made by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. It's supposed to be enough to contain a smallpox outbreak in a large American city, according to Robin Robinson, who problems, my medical engineer. I keep getting an alert, so I'm just wondering. Hopefully, we'll have smooth sailing. Well, you know, if they're stockpiling it, they're stockpiling it, right? I say beef up your own immune system and be ready for whatever it is, smallpox or whatever. Moving along in the quack report, they're going to test anthrax vaccine on children. The Presidential Ethics Panel has opened the door to testing anthrax vaccine on children's, young infants even. So the report released Tuesday by the Presidential Commission for the Study of Bioethical Issues said researchers would have to overcome some hurdles before they launched the trial of the anthrax vaccine on kids. So one anthrax vaccine approved in the United States, it's called Biothrax. It's made by Emergent BioSolutions Incorporated in Rockville, Maryland. the problem is they've tested it on military, but they haven't tested it on kids. And they just don't know what the dose limits are. Federal regulations set a high bar if they're going to research things on kids, if the chance of their benefiting from it is minuscule or nil. They usually don't risk the trial on children. So they have to prove that it's detrimental to them before they can test it, I think. So we'll be anthrax vaccine. I technically would not be volunteering my kid. Last but not least in the quack report, study finds that beetroot juice can lower blood pressure. Yeah, beetroot is rich in some trace minerals. It's high in dietary fiber and has lots of antioxidants. And it's been linked to helping lower cholesterol, blood sugar, and also to help treat dementia. According to a recent study, researchers at Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute in Melbourne, Australia, said beetroot juice will lower blood pressure at a dramatic speed. That's right. The researchers found that within 6 hours of consuming your beetroot juice, a considerable drop in blood pressure compared to the placebo, which was apple juice. So according to the study, Lee Coles, who researched it, said the results are due to an impressive amount of the nitrates that they find in beetroot. Study is going to be published in the edition of Nutritional Journal, so you can check that out and get yourself a copy. Or if you're looking for beetroot, just check out the Body Foundation Food Mix. Just plop that into your juice or smoothie and off you go. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs make that. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to jump into our topic, our first topic, of course, and we're going to talk about vaccines and the hospitals nationwide. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. The number of vaccines mandated by the government has dramatically increased since 2010. Initially, healthcare workers and first responders, military, and nursing home employees were in the crosshairs of the government and Big Pharma to get that flu vaccine, to get vaccinated. But according to North Carolina vaccine attorney Alan Phillips, now Alan's been on the show before, and he's up there in Raleigh, the capital in North Carolina. And if you missed the interview, you can check our archives at thepowerherbs.com and go to the archives area and look for the interview with Alan. But according to Alan, he said the U.S. Department of Health and Human Resources pushed aggressively for 90% of all healthcare workers and U.S. employees to get their flu vaccine. Now, in 2010, there were over 330 vaccines on the market or in development. So states are actually changing their policies regarding vaccine requirements and administrative authority to approve and administer vaccinations. So currently, the state of Texas, their Senate is voting on a Senate Bill 63 to remove the stumbling block of needing a parental permission to vaccinate children. So they want to remove that so they can vaccinate newborns, toddlers, school-age children, whatever, any child they want, without letting the parent know. So money, is attached to these shots. If you want to know why they're doing it, it's the money. That means that hospital authorities, nursing homes, schools, and a state government which do not reach 90% vaccination saturation will have their federal funding reduced. So that's why they push for it. That's why they bribe the children to get vaccinated for it, because they get millions and millions of dollars. Now, our Constitution and our God-given rights are being violated, folks. And your immune system is being violated. The billions of people on this planet it's corrupting their immune system. Well, let's talk about the terms, because where did the term vaccine originate? Well, Edward Jenner's influence with cowpox in 1796 inspired the term vaccine. So the term vaccine is adapted from the Latin vaccinus, and that's derived from the term vacca, meaning cow. Nice, isn't it? So you're approached with a syringe full of cow. Okay. Well, let's talk about the hypothesis, because, that's what vaccines is based on. It's the hypothesis. The hypothesis behind vaccines is that a vaccine resembles disease by containing a disease-causing microorganism. We are led to believe that the organism is a weak or a dead form of the disease. Therefore, the disease is artificially altered to become a microbiotic protein toxin. We are led to believe that this toxin will stimulate our natural immune system to recognize the toxin disease agent, and therefore the immune system will make an antibody to destroy the toxin for any future infections. Well, the other hypothesis is that the adjuvants used in the vaccines, you know, like the squalene, the aluminum, and the phosphates in your vaccines, they say promote better immune response. And larger doses of these additives are added to vaccines for older patients. You know, they assume that they have weaker immune systems. So older patients would be 50 to 75 years of age. So if vaccines work as we're told they do, why would booster shots be necessary? And why does medicine call patients that don't generate antibodies to the vaccinated disease, why do they call them non-responders? Well, we're going to answer some of those questions. Well, let's first talk about medicine's disclaimer regarding your vaccines. Medicine has a list of reasons why a vaccine will not supposedly improve immunity, and they are careful to avoid admitting vaccines do not protect us and actually harm us. So here are their reasons why a patient would not benefit from a vaccination. One is the disease used. Some diseases are better than others. Boy, is that pathetic or what? Number two, the vaccine strain. Different strains of disease can make or break the success of a vaccine. Where go your flu vaccine, right? Number three, if patients just kept to the vaccination timetable. Okay. Number four, some patients just don't respond well to vaccines known as non-responders. In other words, it's the patient's fault. And number five, other reasons, like your the patient's ethnicity, age, and gene pool. Okay, talk about excuses. Okay, so the truth about vaccines is suppressed, folks, because according to microbiologist Howard Uroneritz, he says this, quote, "The government will not fund science that makes it look culpable," end of quote. Yeah, that's why the truth won't get out. Well, let's talk about your booster shots and those non-responders for a minute. Hasn't anyone stopped to consider why booster shots are needed and why we're told that some patients don't develop any antibody protection from the vaccinated disease? Well, Dr. Harold Butnam, he answered these questions in his 2011 report titled Basics of the Human Immune System Prior to Introduction of Vaccines. Are vaccines turning our children's immune systems inside out? So he says when you inject a disease into the bloodstream, you bypass the natural immune system checkpoints. These checkpoints help the immune system to identify a disease threat and to manufacture an antibody. If a disease turns up unexpectedly in the blood, like through an artificial infection like a vaccination, the immune system thinks the pathogen, the disease, is supposed to be there and does nothing. It doesn't make an antibody. That's why you need booster shots. When blood is analyzed, there are no antibodies to the disease, and that's why the booster shots are given. So this is also the reason for the so-called non-responders. So the vaccine works opposite of what we're being told and does not work with our immune system, but against it. Let me read you a quote by Guylaine Lancetot, MD, who says, "Vaccines are used to test biological weapons. I found that vaccines are used to spread diseases, and they're used for targeted genocides," end of quote. And of course, regular listeners are familiar with Dr. Rebecca Carley, who's frequently on the show, and she often says this: vaccines are weapons of mass destruction. The U.S. government and the military classify them as biological weapons, end of quote. So it is an assault when somebody injects you with a vaccine. Well, let's talk about these hospital buyouts for a minute. I don't know if you've heard about them, but vaccine attorney Alan Phillips mentioned that healthcare workers have reported to him that hospitals are being bought out all over the country. Now, is this a coincidence, especially with the healthcare dictatorship about to take over? Well, folks, I don't believe in coincidences. Now, I've talked with healthcare workers over the years, and I've noticed an increase in their objections to the new and oppressive management. You know what? Tyrants often try to convince you that their policies are in your best interests. And it's just a control thing. You know, they want to control you. Now, as vaccine exemptions dissolve away and a policy of, quote, must be vaccinated in order to work, end of quote, that's what they're doing to hospital staff. When that becomes commonplace, you know that the general population isn't the next target. You and me, even if we don't work at a hospital. So if the medical propaganda does not convince you, what could the government and Big Pharma use to blackmail you into being vaccinated with biological weapons? Oh, I know. You have to prove you were vaccinated before you get your food stamps. Or if you aren't unemployed on food stamps, well, then you have to prove you were vaccinated on your taxes if you don't want to get a fine. And it's easy. That's what they'll probably instigate. Now, if doctors and nurses don't want to be vaccinated, you have to ask why. Why are they calling Alan Phillips? Help me. Don't want this stuff. I want to keep my job, though. What do I do? Well, you would think that doctors and nurses would want to be the poster child for vaccines and roll up their sleeve and get the jab, but they don't. Instead, they're calling Alan to help them fight to keep their rights. Others are quitting or taking early retirement, or the rest of them are getting vaccinated, but then they're working towards a career change. You can read more about this report. You go to naturalnews.com, and you can type in a search healthcare worker flu vaccine and get the full story. And, you know, we've been talking about the superbugs lately. They've been in the news. Recently, the medical establishment kind of freaked out. They've got no antibiotics to kill 70 different strains or species of drug-resistant bacteria. Never mind that, you know, medicine created that mess. But hundreds of vaccines, folks, are weakening the human immune system. Antibiotics still on the market being dispensed suppress the immune system. So do you think Big Pharma and the government don't see what's happening? You know, the next new pandemic break on the news any minute you could hear about another pandemic. I can see the headlines. Bat flu plagues man, but we have a new vaccine. Oh, why bother with a vaccine that only has 1 to 4 different pathogens in it when you can develop the universal vaccine? Have you heard about that one? Yeah, the new universal vaccine. A lot of information on that is at thescientist.com, and just type in the search universal flu vaccine. But scientists are so excited about this universal flu vaccine that you don't have to take every year, but only every couple of years. And biotech companies are lining up to make the first universal flu vaccine. They see the dollars. So with regard to the universal flu vaccine, immunologist John Schrader from the University of British Columbia said something very important. He said this, quote, "It may be possible to generate broadly neutralizing antibodies," in other words, a universal vaccine, but he also adds, "if it's done correctly." Who wants to volunteer to see if they did it correctly? Who wants to be the human trial? Sadly, I guess the doctors and the nurses and the military and the nursing home staff and prisoners are going to do just fine. They'll be the trial. See how that works? The universal vaccine has all kinds of scary things that could go wrong by, quote, forcing the immune system, because that's what the study on the universal vaccine says it's going to do. It's going to control your immune system. It's going to rewrite what God put there. That just freaks me out. Don't you think that's scary? I do. But you can rebuild your weak immune system, you know, recovering your natural immunity if it's been suppressed or compromised with vaccinations. You can rebuild it. It will require conscientious effort, but you will have real disease resistance when you do that. Not this fake hypothesis stuff that's, you know, junk. Okay, so if you want to learn how to detoxify the body, making it easier for your immune system to work, and to learn how to use immune-stimulating and boosting and strengthening herbs, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they specialize in organ cleansing and immune boosting. So information is available on their website. You can go to the Healthy Guidelines section at thepowerherbs.com. Go to thepowerherbs.com, click on Healthy Guidelines, and you can learn about the cleansing and the immune boosting and some really great stuff on how you do it, why you do it, and this is how you should do it. Okay? If you want a free product catalog, you can give a call at 866-229-3663. That's their toll-free number at 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. International is 704-885-0277. And of course, if you can't wait for a hard copy catalog, they do have a PDF version on their website. You can go to the catalog section. I think it's catalogs and newsletters, books, that area on the website. Click that, and then once you get there, you click on the icon on the catalog. And then it'll give you the option, do you want to download this catalog? And if you do, do that. If you'd want one, a hard copy mailed to you, just throw it in the shopping cart. Okay, it's free. If that's all you want, check out with zero balance and get a free product catalog mailed to you, first class mail. Okay, you should have it in a couple of days. If you have any questions or concerns, you can give them a call, Apothecary Herbs. I'm there Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. So if you want to talk to me, that's what you do. Or you can send me an email off the website, thepowerherbs.com. Because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Mm. And if you'd like to learn more, you can also pick up the Power Herbs ebook. It's 400 pages of herb secrets, organ cleansing, immune boosting, how to make your own herbal tinctures. It's amazing. It is the first step towards independence, health independence. Check it out. It's only $14.99. So go to the powerherbs.com website and click on books. And you'll find the Power Herb book right there. Okay. Hey, and by the way, that is still a free item if you order $50 or more on Monday. Monday is free stuff. So if you want free stuff on Monday and your order is $50 or more, you can pick if you want a free Power Herbs ebook or a free bottle of an herb tincture, whichever tincture we're listing. I think it's black walnut this week. So great for parasites and bowel cleansing and things like that. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. Or give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. I know I say it a lot, but it's true. Okay, we're going to be talking to Dr. Carly for the second part of the show. And by the way, before I forget, if you're looking for backup currency, don't forget to call the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And do you want to ask for Melanie Cederstrom? Melanie is excellent. I talk to her several times a week, and I get the lowdown on what's going on in the market. And she will definitely help you out with the backup currency if you need some. Give her a call at 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188. And if you want to click on her banner under the links page at thepowerherbs.com, you can get on over to her website. So give Melanie a call. At 800-375-4188, tell her I sent you. She is the most ethical lady in the gold and silver coin market, so you can trust her. We're going to take a break, but we're going to talk with Dr. Carly on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and it's the third Tuesday, so you know what that means. Our wellness expert, Dr. Rebecca Carley, is joining us. And, of course, you could check out her wonderful website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. Too much to type, no problem. Go to thepowerherbs.com website and click on her banner. And if you need to contact her, her office number is 888 321-6751, 888-321-6751. I'll give that out again later. And she joins us now. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carly.
Thank you, Wendy.
Oh, we got lots to talk about.
Yes. Take me wherever you like to go.
Well, my big thing is this anthrax vaccine that they want to, they got the preliminary, not the final, but a preliminary go-ahead to, you know, kind of test it out on kids.
All right.
And I think they tested on military. Didn't military have some initial reactions to that? I can't remember the exact side effects, though.
Well, the one given to the military had squalene as an adjuvant, which causes even more autoimmune disease than your, you know, regular average deal vaccine. So, yeah, there was many reactions. Who knows what they're going to be giving to the children.
But, you know, how likely is it that we're going to face an anthrax threat? Really?
Well, I would say it's pretty likely because the 1,300 biowarfare labs in this country that are making all these viruses that they call emerging viruses, they must be up to something. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing this. They must obviously know something that we don't know, that, you know, an anthrax bug is going to be released, or they're going to pretend one's been released so that they can have an excuse to injure more people with inoculations.
Yeah, well, it's the Presidential Commission on the Study of Bioethical Issues. They were debating whether they should have a test group for children, and I think one of the big hurdles is they have to prove that the test benefits the children better than a slight or nil benefit. So it has to really give them an edge, a benefit for them to test it on kids. Otherwise, the rule of thumb is they don't. So I don't know how they're going to prove that, you know, the kids would, I don't know.
The whole thing is ridiculous.
I know.
I mean, since when does any commission have the right to tell parents, we're going to use your children as lab rats?
Right.
That's what they're doing. And
well,
I don't care what their ethics commission says. You know, if people allow this to happen, then they're truly, truly brain dead, in my opinion.
No,
because
this is really
beyond the pale.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and let me just, if memory serves, Dr. Carly, you know, when the anthrax scare with the, you know, going through the mail and then all the postal workers, you know, taking, what was it, antibiotics they gave them, right? Why couldn't they just give, why couldn't, God forbid, but, you know, if parents were worried, well, you know, why wouldn't they just opt for an antibiotic rather than a vaccine?
Well, of course, what they should opt for is immune boosters like colloidal silver and herbs, things like that. Why aren't they given the choice? Well, you see, everything they're doing is just another way to control people, you know, basically just getting them used to being, you know, ordered around and having absolutely no say in anything to do with their own health. You know, that's where we're going.
All right. Well, the other thing is that's in the news. New York Times reported on this one that the federal government is stockpiling the smallpox medicines in mega doses, and it's totally outrageous. Don't know if they intend to, you know, launch a smallpox pandemic or not, but it sounds like they might be preparing for one. Smallpox. If there were a pandemic of smallpox, Dr. Carly, what would be the signs? And if it were you, what would you do to protect yourself?
Well, smallpox, typically, you know, your skin erupts in these vesicles that are contagious. The virus is in there. And it depends on how immune suppressed you are. If you have eczema, this can easily become fatal. Just imagine having smallpox pustules all over your body. You know, your entire skin is covered. What would I do? The same thing I do for everything else. I would take homeopathy. There's homeopathic remedies against smallpox. I use colloidal silver every day. And I would certainly you know, ask lots of hard questions about this as well. It's been reported for years that the only places that smallpox exists are in laboratories at the CDC and in Russia. So where the hell, excuse my French, is the smallpox going to come from? I don't think Russia is worried about, you know, spraying us with smallpox. We know it's going to come from the CDC. In fact, that's where the anthrax came from after 9/11. If you remember, it took them years to investigate, but eventually they found a scapegoat. I forget the guy's name. They claimed that he killed himself with Tylenol, which, of course, is hilarious. If you're working in a lab with all of these terribly dangerous bugs, why are you going to kill yourself with Tylenol? You know, which is a very painful way to go because it causes liver failure. So, of course, that's one of the main things that people should be outraged about, that we know these viruses are getting out. And we can have terrorists here in this country. As a matter of fact, there's lots of people that aren't pleased with the way things are going. And so, you know, just like happened with the anthrax, smallpox could be released either intentionally or by some, you know, worker who is not happy with the way things are going. And I'm talking about intentionally, like on an agency level. And so, you know, this is what we're paying our taxes for. And this is why I do what I do. I mean, I can't understand why people aren't outraged beyond comprehension. Although, of course, I realize they're being kept very busy working three jobs so that they can, you know, pay their taxes and all the rest of it, while the Federal Reserve is losing $9.1 trillion.
Oh, you can't forget the fluoride and everything too. There, Dr. Carly, making them pretty apathetic.
Right. Well, that's my whole big picture. You know, I do understand there is no free will. That's some kind of a scam. People are being fluoridated, aspartame, vaccine damage, you name it. Being sent frequencies that alter their ability to think, you know, cell phone towers. I mean, this is the big picture. I always talk about the big picture. So I do understand why they can't think. But unless they detox and develop the ability to critically evaluate what's going on, they are dead. And it's as simple as that. People don't have to, you know, do the kinds of research that we do before they realize something is wrong. Our government is harming us.
Yeah.
That's obvious. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Well, the other thing I wanted to chat with you about is this really outrageous idea that vaccinating pregnant women is okay. And the reason this is really, it's really touched home for me is because my daughter-in-law is expecting her first child. Okay. Now, she's been approached a few times by, you know, her obstetrician, and of course, you know, at work, you know, the flu shots were offered, but she declined, thankfully. But, you know, I just think it's outrageous, and you've pointed this out before, that when you were in medical school, you never vaccinated a pregnant lady, a mother with child, and now all that is okay to do. And for likes of me, I don't think you've actually found out any ethical, moral, scientific reason why they changed that.
Right, and I still have all my notes and books and transcripts from medical school, and yes, it's right in there. Also, you never vaccinate a baby before they're 6 months old because their immune system is not fully developed. I have not been able to find out. I wish I could talk to some medical student, you know, that's taking immunology now to find out how on earth did they switch that around. Because, you see, the things that they're doing, they're going to have to rewrite the medical books. In our newsletter today, thanks to an article you sent me about the universal flu vaccine, just a little snippet within that article had nothing to do with the flu vaccine, although it did because mercury and aluminum causes Alzheimer's. But I couldn't believe my eyes to see the director of the NIH, Francis Collins, stating that, oh, After decades, they've now discovered that Alzheimer's is not from neurofibrillary tangles, which are the dead neurons that surround the aluminum that's in the brain from all the aluminum exposure we have. It's due to inflammation. I can't tell you how huge that is. I'm catching them right in the act of changing the very pathological definition of this condition. Now, this is very important because, of course, we know people are waking up. More people are learning about chemtrails, which contain aluminum. You know, flu and pneumonia vaccines have mercury and aluminum. So between the Wizard of Oz and all of these people, they're doing everything they can to bring people, you know, down the wrong road, look over there type thing.
And folks, for the folks out there that don't know what you mean by Wizard of Oz, you're talking about Dr. Oz.
Oh, yeah. I'm so used to calling it. Yeah, thank you.
Well, I'm the reason I bring up the pregnancy issue is because recently the Center for Disease Control, there was a report, the Journal of Human and Environmental Toxicology revealed the 2009 H1N1, that's I think when they started vaccinating pregnant women or started promoting vaccinating pregnant women.
Yeah, I think you're right, yes.
And so the report is from that 2009. The results were in about mercury-based preserved flu vaccines given to pregnant women who received them, that the miscarriages and stillbirths skyrocketed by 4,250%.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
And I can remember... because, as you know, I'm constantly monitoring television and all the talking heads. And I can remember right when they were unleashing this insane idea, trying to scare people about the pandemic, blah, 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 that Kathleen Sebelius of Health and Human Services actually went on TV. I have her taped actually saying that, you know, if there's some kind of a big increase in miscarriage rates after the vaccine starts, don't think it's from the vaccine. So that's when I knew they already knew that's what was going to happen. But isn't that amazing that
yeah.
something like that?
Yeah, the National Coalition on Organized Women and the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology said that this information was intentionally withheld, this criteria data on fetal death and the spike that it gave was intentionally held, mm-hmm. withheld from a lot of, I guess, medical physicians and scientists at the time. So now it's out. So,
Please repeat that. The American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology are speaking the truth about something?
Well, the agency, according to Eileen Dunman, director of the National Coalition of Organized Women,
right.
She says the CDC has continually made conscientious and willful effort to cover up this data, which shows
a lot.
Oh, I know
that.
Yeah.
But is she saying that?
They've repeated the lie to the public with claims that the vaccine was safe, and the agency even went as far as to publish a fraudulent study in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology.
Oh, okay.
So... they intentionally, you know, misled physicians and the public. So, but now it's out. So moms out there, if you were ever wondering if you should ever get a vaccine while you were pregnant with child, the answer is a resounding no. No.
Well, you should not get a vaccine for anybody in your family, including your pets, anyways.
Sure.
But I have to say, I first of all, I'm shocked that you're almost going to be a grandmother. I mean, you look like such a youngster. But I'm very proud of your son. Obviously, he listens to you and his wife. And one thing I would definitely suggest that she arm herself with on my reversing vaccine-induced diseases.com site, if you go to the vaccine-induced disease page, she can download this physician's warranty of vaccine safety, which mm-hmm. is a four-pager, which basically says to any vaccinator or potential vaccinator that they know everything that's in the vaccine, they guarantee that the vaccine is safe and will not, you know, cause harm to the target.
I know. Well, I pull off everything that I can find and send it to them. So,
but let me just underline it for the listeners as well. The reason
right.
this document is very important is because you watch the response of the doctor when you give them this document.
Right.
And I especially recommend this to people if you've got, you know, mom and dad, and it used to be all moms that were, you know, trying to wake up the dads. Now it's actually the reverse. There's more dads that are trying to wake up the moms. But a very interesting experience is bringing that document into the doctor's office and watching their response. I'm not kidding you. They run to the bathroom. They become verbally abusive and say that they're being harassed. All kinds of stuff. But one thing you know, they will never sign it. And if either of the people... You know, and I always suggest you got to have dad there. Okay, dad's got to protect mom and the baby from these vaccinators because they just can't wait to get out the needle. So having dad there is definitely helpful. But if one of the parents is on the fence, watching that response, they have to ask themselves, well, what's the problem? You know, you promote these things as the best thing since sliced bread, and you can't even sign a document assuring me they're safe?
Yeah.
That wakes a lot of people.
Well, speaking of vaccines and kids, Texas right now, the Senate has introduced a bill there, Bill 63, where they're trying to get rid of the parental consent to vaccinate children of any age. So the government there...
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I wish you would send me these things before we talk on the show so I know where we're going.
well, this was on Natural News.
Everything. You know,
yeah, this was on the Natural News website. And I think it was posted either early this week or late last week.
Let me just say, like I said, if you send me these things that you're going to discuss on the show, so I know exactly what's going on, because I can't keep up with this vaccine stuff.
Well, I know, but that's all they're trying to do. They're trying to remove parental consent to vaccinate.
Okay, let me comment on that. That is insane, okay? And I've been doing so many shows. I did 3 shows on Sunday about this whole vaccine thing. People have to ask themselves, what's going on with this situation with vaccines? Because I just had a veterinarian from Connecticut. He's been on my show twice. They're trying to take away his veterinary license because he started warning his clients with small breeds that they must not give the photos of vaccine to the dog because, you know, it could kill them or maim them because they get the same dose of vaccines to a chihuahua that they give to a, you know, husky. And just for telling people that, they're trying to take away his license. Now, he has gone back and found out that I think it was in 1913, there was some law passed that basically, you know, states that veterinarians and even farmers with food animals, you know, can decide for themselves if they want to go forward with vaccines because, you know, they need some kind of assurance of safety. So how did this happen that doctors, you know, they can prescribe drugs for off-label use and all kinds of other stuff? The one thing they can't do is advise their clients to take it easy with the vaccine. You know, that is absurd. And now not allowing the parents to even know and give consent. If parents don't take their children out of school over this, then I don't know what's wrong with them, really.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, homeschooling is the best way to go. And, you know, I personally would get a night job and work a night job and teach them during the day. And then then the husband can stay with the kids at night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But,
I can't wait to see what happens when kids start dropping dead. You know, what are they going to say? Oh, well, yeah, we started this new policy. We don't have to tell you. Sorry about that.
Well, I want to let listeners know that you do work with reversing vaccine-induced diseases with pets. So, and you even helped me with an issue with my dog, my Labrador, and he's doing really great. And I can't say enough about you helping me with him, and then The other thing is we adjusted Doc's diet. He's off all the dog food, and he's off the grains. They put too many grains, I think, in the dog food, even if you get organic food. And your dog is, you know, carnivorous, so vegetables and meat is raw meat is basically it. And watch your dog thrive. It's just an amazing thing.
Yeah.
Well, we're almost out of time, Dr. Farley, but I just wanted to let folks know that they can get in touch with you. Your telephone number is 888-321-6751. 888-321-6751 is Dr. Carly's office number. Of course, you can visit her website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, or just click her banner that's on our links page at thepowerherbs.com. And tell the folks about your radio show. You have a show, and what's coming up on that?
Right. My show is called What's Failing America. At this point, I'm on republicbroadcasting.org on Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. I'm probably going to just go solo this Sunday. I've had, you know, the veterinarian I spoke of and a couple other very excellent guests the last few weeks. But occasionally I like to do a show where I just update people on the news. And, you know, all the things that we're discussing, there's so much going on. You know, we're being distracted with the new pope and all this other crap while they're killing.
Yeah.
You know? So it's really important for people to not be distracted and to check into information that can save their life.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I tell folks, and I know you do too, that, you know, people are preparing. They've got their, backup water and food sources. They got their self-defense ammo. My question is, do they have their immune system ammo? Do you have your natural medicines that are going to stand in the gap when you have nothing else to use? And they're going to be the better things anyway. So I would contact Dr. Carly and get informed about your choices, your natural therapies out there, and your options, because I think they're far better than anything the doctor could give you.
Well, and I would also suggest people, one of my favorite, I have so many of your herbs, but one of my favorite packages that you offer is the pandemic kit. And that's another thing people should have, because the shelf life is excellent. And, you know, if you need these things, you know, you might not be able to get them when you need them. So now's the time, folks.
Oh, I think so. I mean, there's going to be a few out there that are going to wish they had when they had them.
Yeah.
And so I hope it's not you guys out there listening now. Well, Dr. Carly, we're just about out of time. But, of course, as usual, you've been a delight, and we thank you for all the updates. And, of course, we'll be tuning into What's Ailing America on Saturday. And, folks, if you want to read Dr. Carly's column, do sign up for the American Survival newsletter that goes out on Tuesdays. It's free. You can sign up at thepowerherbs.com, and Dr. Carly writes for that, as well as several other authors that will empower you with the options out there you might otherwise not know about. Thank you, Dr. Carly.
Thank you, Wendy. Keep up the good work.
You too. You take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, of course, Dr. Carly's website, Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases. So click on her banner, thepowerherbs.com, and check out all the good stuff she has on her website, including that download she mentioned where you could take it to the doctor's office and make him sign on the dotted line that he guarantees your vaccines aren't going to hurt you. Of course, he won't sign it. So there you go. Coming up in the next few weeks, we're going to be talking again with Alan Phillips. John Monroe. John Monroe is going to be back on the 11th. He's going to be with us. He's our natural vision expert. He's going to give us some natural options to improve our vision, to avoid problems like cataracts and macular degeneration and all kinds of nasty stuff that really do impede your vision. You want to see clearly out there, especially in times like these. So he'll be with us, and I hope you can join us. Of course, I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. Until next time, I'm your herbalist Wendy Wilson, wishing you to be well.